612 and 4WHM testing.
Hey, Ken, KI4DOS, sounding good. Full quieting into the repeater, over.
For CPA Mobile.
Here to hit that little old ball across the net today, David. KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, I done did it. That's not even good English, is it? But, what the heck. I already have. How about that?
Probably sounds better, but, I'm glad you got over there and got your little exercise today. You ready to go home and, take a nap now?
It's 10, and, we were done about, a few minutes before 12, and then I did come home and take a nap, and then I went outside and, trimmed up some shrubs and did a little bit of that. I need to cut the grass. It's not bad, but my neighbor cut his, and so when he cuts his, it makes mine look bad. Oh, me. I keep fussing at him. I said, "Dadgummit, John." I said, "You're making me look bad."
He just does that to make you look bad there, David, so you'll cut your grass and make the neighborhood look a little better. And Herb, I just left over there from Miss Jenkins' house, and that radio does have a tone board in it. I did not notice if it had the 1200 module in it or not, but it does have a tone, the tone thing in it, so you don't have no problems there.
I'll be giving her a call here in a little bit, maybe this evening. I'll see if I can go there and look down there and look at it. Appreciate it a lot, Gary.
Just holler at me when you head down this way, and I'll ride over there with you if you'd like me to. And that way she'll know at least a familiar face when you knock on her door. But I'd be happy to do that with you if you want me to, Harold. But, just depending on which way you come down, I can meet you about any place.
Let me see what I can do here. I might do that. I might not, but I'll call you and let you know where my intentions are either way. Thank you. Just glad I heard you in there. Don't have to call you. Send me three. Be careful. N4BXB.
I heard you in there, too, and... Like I said, I just left over there a few minutes ago, and I'm headed to the house now. We had a Pickens County Communication Group had a cookout today, and got my belly full, and I'm trying to hold my eyes open so I don't go sleep driving home.
That's where I'm getting ready to go to right now. My father-in-law's. All right, thanks. N4BXB.
Man, take care. N4BXB, KI4DOS. Go ahead and pick it up there, David. Sorry about the interruption.
Fine. You gotta do what you gotta do there. I'm like you. I got a belly full of food. It's time for a nap, I'm headed down to Haywood Road right now to meet our daughters, and I don't know if the grandkids, well, I know my oldest grandson will be there. I'm not sure about the others. And anyway, my wife just didn't feel like going. She's still recovering from that ankle surgery. She just wore out today.
I understand, but I feel for you having to go out there to Haywood Road. It's not as bad as it used to be, but at least it's not Woodruff Road.
I try to avoid Woodruff Road if I can. Oh, I can remember when it was the old two-lane and nothing road. No, there wasn't nothing on that road. But that's been a couple of years ago.
Man, it's been quite a number of years ago. We had some neighbors, this probably I don't know, I'll say 40 years ago, might have been 45. Anyway, they bought a piece of property out there off of Woodruff Road, and it's not too far down below the, well, it's before you get to Highway 14. And they said, we moving out in the country. And of course, they were older then, and I feel sure both of them have passed away by now. But, you know, I told Joy, I said, you know, they're moving out here in the country, and I said, and it's all built up now. I said, they probably never did, never thought, you know, anything in the world it'd be built up like it is. And she said, no, but that's them people on the east side, so that's all you can say about it.
Thing I was talking to somebody yesterday about, Fountain Inn, Simpsonville, well, really Simpsonville area, and how, you know, people moved down to Simpsonville to get away from the crowds here in Greenville and the surrounding area, and now they're having to move again because Simpsonville is, I mean, it's just unbelievable. You go down 385 and it's just, you know, there's something on every little piece of dirt they got down there.
Unfortunately, it's getting that way everywhere. You know, we moved over to Easley to get kind of out in the country with a smaller town and that sort of thing. And now Easley's growing so big, you know, I told Joy, I said, if I wasn't so old, I'd think about moving someplace else. I said, but I'm too old for that now. I'll just stay right where I'm at.
I'd like to move out, you know, out of the HOA where I could put a tower up, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but you know, I'm happy with my setup. I just like to have a little bit better, but I guess, you know, it could be worse, so, a whole lot worse, so, I guess I just need to be content with what I got, because, that Carolina Wyndham does work very well.
That Carolina Wyndham does work real well for you. I've heard you on the sideband net, other places, but, you know, we as hams, and I include myself in that category, you know, can't be satisfied with what we got. You know, we're always looking for something a little bigger and better. Of course, I told my wife, I said, I don't know that I'm going to buy anything new or put anything else up. I said, I got so much up now, something happened to me, goodness knows, you wouldn't know what to do with all of it.
I'm on this Facebook Marketplace thing, and there's a ham radio group. Well, there's several, but this one, they sell stuff, and mostly ham radio stuff. And this one guy, man, he has got a stack of radios and stuff that he bought. And it's just unbelievable, the stuff that he has. And, of course, I forget what state he's in, but it's nowhere near here. So, I mean, you know, of course you could buy it, you know, just looking at the picture, I guess. But, and, you know, take his word for it that it works or whatever. But, anyway, I've just never seen so much stuff in my life. Like a small hand fest.
There's a lot of people out there, all they do is buy and sell, which is okay if that's what they want to do, but I don't have storage for it, I'll put it that way. I don't want to cover up the house with all that stuff, and then who knows what might happen tomorrow, but that's the way it goes. David, I've arrived here at the house. Enjoyed talking with you for a little short this afternoon. Hope you have a great evening. Enjoy your time with your children, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. KB4CBA, KI4DOS4.
Well, you behave yourself and get your little nap in before it's time to get to bed. I'm pulling in the restaurant parking lot here, and I've never been to this place, so it's ought to be interesting. Anyway, you have a good evening. Always good to talk with you. Take care. I appreciate you calling me young man. That made me feel good. 73 is KB4CBA clear.